It's here and now. Recently, we rode an elevator up into the rarefied air of the fifth floor Central Park South studio of Tony Bennett. We were greeted by Tony's assistant and the man himself.
Thank you very much. Come on inside.
Yeah, well, here we are.
The large studio apartment is filled with Tony's acclaimed paintings on walls and easels. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org. Through the huge front windows, New York's Central Park stretches away.
The whole park. I live next door.
Right.
And this is my studio.
What a view. What a view. I can see some of your paintings out the window.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, yeah. And that's Manhattan. This is Katie Lang.
We look through a coffee table book of his artwork, his hand moving a little slower than our last visit. I'll be speaking a little louder, but at 90, Tony Bennett's got a new album, and it's called Tony Bennett Celebrates 90.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies and green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trump.
And we've come to talk about his new memoir, written with NPR Scott Simon. Tony Bennett, Just Getting Started. It's an homage to the people who've inspired his remarkable journey from Queens, New York, to citizen of the world.
I was so struck by the details. We learned that Pearl Bailey slugged a chorus girl, knocked her out on the stage.
She was making, trying to ruin the routine that she was doing on the stage, and she was heckling her from behind. You know, jealousy of playing with a big star like Pearl.
She slugged her?
Yeah, she just turned around and knocked her right out.
Nat King Cole was attacked by white supremacists on stage in Alabama.
It's tragic, you know. I'm so against any kind of prejudice. And he was such a beautiful man. In fact, he never recovered from that. When he went down, his back hit the back of the stage, and he was sick for the rest of his life. It was a very terrible situation.
So were others that you relate. I mean, you talk about how many African-American idols, how many blacks you worked with, couldn't go with you to, like, local restaurants when you were touring.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rosemary Clooney and I, we went to see a black artist in Washington, D.C., and after the show was over, we said, let's go backstage and congratulate the artist. And they said, well, you can't go backstage. He has to come out here to see you. And we were so angered. It's complete ignorance.
Well, it's interesting how much race figures into your book. I knew that Harry Belafonte had asked you to come to the Selma March to support King. I had no idea there was a volunteer who drove you around.
That's right.
A white woman.
That's right.
After having
had five children.
She had five children. You leave. What happens to her the next day?
She was shot. Complete ignorance, you know.
I mean, it was just awful. She was pursued by members of the KKK in her car. They shot and killed her. You were in that car the day before.
Right. No, it's complete ignorance, you know. It's... We all belong here. It's better than any other country in the world, you know.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill. It calls to me.
By the way, Tony's driver, the white mother of five killed by the KKK, was Viola Luiso. This book is about her, Frank Sinatra, Lady Gaga.
Then there's Sadie Vimmerstetz, who wrote some words on a napkin. She mailed it to Johnny Mercer, songwriter, Los Angeles.
Right.
And he got it.
She wrote, I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. And he liked it so much that he wrote the whole song for her.
I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart.
If you're of a certain generation, you can't hear early Tony Bennett without thinking of your parents.
Nighttime would come and you'd hear Tony Bennett you know, singing Because of You on the stereo, you'd know all was well.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start.
For many of us, it's some of the sweetest memories that we have.
Well, you know, I want to tell you something that I don't think anybody knows this, but I'm telling you that what's phenomenal about my career is that I've never had an empty seat in all the times I've been performing. To this day, I'm sold out, and now because I'm 90, they give me 6 standing ovations a night.
What do you think it is?
Talent. I know that sounds conceited, but it's just knowing what not to do. When I first started out, some great performers like George Burns and Jack Benny met me, and I had the 2 biggest records in the country with Because of You and Cold, Cold Heart.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme, a memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I was thrilled. I couldn't believe it. Jack Benny and George Burns. And they said, now you're doing great, kid, but you know what? It's going to take you quite a while to really learn what not to do. And funny enough, they were very accurate. It really took about 7 years to learn not to do too much on the stage, knowing when to get off, putting a little sense of humor into your show. And it really took 7 years to learn what not to do. I'm 90 years old, so it is a little sad when you realize a lot of great friends are gone and that I had beautiful days with when they were alive. Hopefully, if I get lucky enough, I could really live a lot longer. I'd like to live to about 105.
Oh, all I derive out of being alive, da 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 da, to 105.
Head start if you are among the very young.
Amy Winehouse, left so young.
I know. When I saw and heard that she was in trouble, I was going to tell her to try and slow down, that it's you could get hurt if you drink too much. When I got to the studio expecting to see her, my son who manages me, Danny, came up to me and said, we just found out she just died. I just started crying.
You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
She was a very exceptional talent. She knew how to do it.
You say you blame yourself that you wished you'd said something, but in your long career, you know you probably can't stop someone. You know, they have to stop themselves.
Yeah, that's right. I had to stop myself. I went a little far out when I was younger, and I realized I'm cheating the audience.
You know, you dabbled in cocaine, but
yeah,
you stopped
but I just
it.
Stopped. There's one moment where I just stopped.
Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low.
Do you ever sit back and think, how did this happen? You know, I was a kid from Astoria. Your mom sewed garments. Your dad died so young.
It happened because of my family. When my father died, I was 10 years old. So all my relatives, every weekend, they were all workers and we were very poor. And they would come over. And it was just a moment in my life at 10 years old when I just said, who am I? Is anybody ever going to know who I am? I was wondering who I was. But it was my relatives that told me who I was. They said, you're a singer and you're a painter. And boy, that did it. Because I said, that's who I am. Here I am 90, but I feel like I'm just starting out because there's still so much to learn.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal.
Tony Bennett's new memoir, written with NPR's Scott Simon, is just getting started. His new album, Tony Bennett Celebrates 90, will be released mid-December. By the way, the Young at Heart duet we played was with the great Regina Stella. For pictures of our visit to his New York studio, go to hearnow.org.